Avril Lavigne gets a topless surprise. Selena Gomez shows her Disney sister Miley support. We break down the hot trending songs on Twitter. Plus, Tetris talks to Shensia about her royal fan. And we catch up with the other half of the Queens of R&B, SWV. Hey guys, I'm Rania Niftos for Billboard News. It's Tuesday, March 14th, and we've got to talk about Avril's wild stage crasher.
I'm introducing an artist who's blown up on the global music scene, fused with his Punjabi roots. Get the f*** off. Get the f*** off, bitch.
Avril Lavigne got quite the surprise when introducing an act at the Juno Awards. A topless protester stormed the stage and Avril wasn't having any of it.
Get the f*** off. Get the f*** off, bitch.
The protester and her pasties were trying to bring attention to a controversial housing development in Ontario. Despite the snag in the program, the show must go on. Avril later received an award and had a good laugh about it.
Now nobody try anything this time or the Canadians gonna come out on me and I'll fuck a bit.
We love to see queens supporting queens and the Disney girls have it on lock. Miley Cyrus may have fallen from the top of the Hot 100, but her Disney sister Selena is still supporting her. Selena posted a gorgeous makeup-free selfie to Insta. Yep, she's back on the gram, and tagged Miley in the post. She captioned the pic, Violet Chemistry, a track off of Miley's new album, Endless Summer Vacation, to which Miley responded with a heart. Flowers may have fallen to number 2 on the Hot 100 thanks to Morgan Wallen, who sits on top of the Hot 100 and Billboard 200. But we'll see if Endless Summer Vacation can knock him off the top when it debuts on the 200 next week. One thing we do know, Selena will be streaming. From streaming to talking, let's get to all the top songs you're talking about on Twitter. NF's Motto makes its debut on top of the Hot Trending Songs chart. No, yeah, you heard this saying. NF's Motto makes a splash on Billboard's Hot Trending Songs, powered by Twitter, by debuting at number 1 for the chart dated March 18th. Motto is the second taste of NF's upcoming 5th studio album, Hope, due out April 7th. Poso de Rodo bows at number 2 thanks to the release of Metflix Remix with Leon that dropped on March 7th. Elsewhere on the chart, music from Jay-Z, ONU's Rain On Me, and Anuel's collab with Mambo Kings and DJ Luan round out the top 5. Billboard's Hot Trending Songs chart, powered by Twitter, tracks global music-related trends and conversations in real time across Twitter, viewable over the last 24 hours or past 7 days. We love when celebs are big fans of some of our favorite musicians, and Shensia has maybe one of the coolest celebrity fans. She told Tetris at Rolling Loud all about it.
Hanging out with Shensia at Rolling Loud, who is looking amazing. Tell me the inspiration behind this fit. Is this a headpiece?
No, it's actually a bag prop.
It's like a bag. It's like a real extra purse that's giving everything.
Giving alien, you know, because we've been encountering a lot of that lately on the net.
A Pentagon report is detailing a dramatic increase in UFO sightings.
I want to talk to you about your new music and what are we going to see next from you?
Well, I'm about to shoot my very first single from my second studio album real soon, and I'm pretty excited about that. I think it's going to be amazing. So,
what's the sound we got going there?
Pretty much a dancehall that Americans can definitely love and enjoy and understand.
Okay, it's going to be a global hit. It's going to be a global hit. We're going to speak that into existence.
You put it out there. Keep petting from the side,
let me take this blood clot worldwide. And then, I mean, you've worked with Kanye. Like, have you been in touch with him? How would it be to work with him again?
Oh my God, it would be amazing. I absolutely love Kanye from even before I met him. So I'm not going to spill too much.
Okay, wait, we might have a little, a little sprinkling of some Ye somewhere up in there.
Yes.
Okay, I like to hear it.
Yeah. Put your back in
it, just a little more. I heard Prince Harry was listening to your music. He said it got him through some tough times. Did you hear that? Like, how does it feel to be like, yo, the Prince is listening to my stuff?
I feel amazing. That was very much unexpected, to be honest. But, you know, big up to Prince Harry for tuning in and being a Shenyang.
Thank you for hanging out with Billboard, girl.
Facts. Thank you so much for having
Thank
me.
Thank you.
I know you all loved yesterday's interview with Escape, so we have a little treat for you today. We got the other half of Bravo's SWV versus Escape, the queens of R&B, in the studio, and they spilled all the tea.
Can't explain why your love it makes me weak.
Oh my God, thank you so, so much. Oh my goodness. All right. Our own little mini concert here. Next up, this Sunday, the Queens of R&B on Bravo. So why now? Why do a reality show now? Just how did that come together?
If somebody would have told me that at 52 years old, I'd still be singing the same songs today, I would have believed them.
Y'all don't want a co-headline?
We are the headliners.
I sold 30 million records, bitch.
You know what? Mona Scott had this vision. When she watched us do verses. Mm-hmm. She had this vision mm-hmm. of this grand tour and show with two powerhouse groups. She reached out to us and she was relentless because I was like, no way, I don't want to do it. But she was relentless and she got us all together and this is the result.
What was the hardest thing about doing a reality show? What was the easiest?
We had to relocate. We were away from our families for over 2 months. That was the toughest part.
That was really hard.
Because the show was filmed where?
Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. She's in Virginia, I'm in Tennessee.
Wow.
You just want to be portrayed the right way. You know what I mean? Like, everybody don't take your life and your story serious. It's not their baby. So they're, you know, it's television.
We're not children. What do I think you do?
We're
thing?
Not children. Who said you were a child?
But that's how you're acting.
Oh. To say,
if we can't agree on this, there will be no SWV and Escape show.
It's always some
That's it for today. Make sure you come back the rest of the week where we'll be reporting from Austin for South by Southwest. For Billboard News, I'm Rania Aniftos.